This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into your health and well-being, health news of the week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical expert, medical doctor, runs his own cardiology unit down in Mount Dora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's here to spend the hour with you and with us so that we can get to the bottom of some of the important health news from this past week and also delve into some of your problems. Email, if you'd like, questions to 888-553-7536 or to Doug at DougStephan.com. A lot of questions about flu shots. We'll get to that. I was looking at some of these stories, Ken, and how we are the main news media outlets make us aware of some of these things, but many of them, and these are all important, you've deemed them important, that's why you want us to talk about them, are not covered well. And I think this may be an example of that. NSAID painkillers. I should know what that means, but it escapes me at the moment. These are prescribed painkillers.
Right. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
What would be an example of that? What's a name that's associated with something like that?
Well, the ones that we're talking about are indomethacin, naproxen. I'm sure you know about Motrin, ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
These are the common ones. But this comes out of the British Medical Journal this week. The use of prescription strength ibuprofen, naproxen, and other commonly used pain relievers may be tied to a higher risk of heart failure. Medicines like these fall into a category of painkillers, as you were mentioning, Doug, known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Doctors call them NSAIDs as the abbreviation. These medications, they may raise a person's relative risk of heart failure by nearly 20%. These drugs cause people to retain sodium, that is, they don't excrete sodium, and reduce kidney function. The traditional NSAIDs that increase risk of heart failure are diclofenac, ibuprofen, indomethacin, toradol, naproxen, nimesulide, and piroxicam. Celebrex does not increase the risk of heart failure at commonly used doses, which provides patients a safe alternative.
Really? All right. So non-steroidal painkillers, they are either over-the-counter or prescribed or both.
And aspirin is right? In this group also, yes.
Yeah. But aspirin, is it considered dangerous?
Well,
it's over-the-counter. We all can get it.
Aspirin is an NSAID. It's in this category. And aspirin, is it dangerous? It depends on who you are and how much you take. For some people, it's life-prolonging, life-saving. So aspirin has a lot of different effects, and it works as a pain reliever in the NSAID category, but it also works as a blood thinner.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's some important news. Here is a story I also find very important. When you were in Italy, we talked about you're following the Mediterranean diet. Maybe that's why you said there are a lot of people smoking, but nobody's fat, and people seem to live longer over there. Is it because of the Mediterranean diet, which apparently has been linked to a reduced risk? Say it again, Doug. A reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. I don't know that there's a surprise here. Do you think there is?
Well, I don't know if they live longer. As you know, I was invited to give a talk at the European Society of Cardiology at the end of August, and it was in Rome, the largest group of cardiologists meeting in the world. The Pope addressed us. And what I noticed when I was in Rome is that you could tell the Americans, because they're the obese ones, and the Europeans are just, especially the Italians, they're not obese. I took a picture of one obese man the whole time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But what they make up in risk factors they offset it by is there's so much smoking. So I don't know if they live longer than we do because there was a ton of cigarette smoking there, and unfortunately. But the reason why I'm excited about the Mediterranean diet again this week is because there's a very important publication out this week which confirms what a lot of people have been saying about this diet. This is BMC Medicine. Doug, the Mediterranean diet reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease and death in this big study proving it that cardiovascular disease, it refers to conditions that affect the heart and blood vessels, including stroke, heart attack, and heart disease. The Mediterranean diet typically is high in plant-based foods such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and it's low in red meats and unhealthy fats. It also incorporates regular consumption of fish and poultry, and red wine, yes, is acceptable in moderation. One serving a day for women and up to two servings a day for men.
It was moderation. I know, okay. That's Ken's a cardiologist. By the way, for those of you who have listened to this program regularly for years and years and years and you haven't taken advantage, you've got a problem or two or three and you want to have it somehow or other mitigated, you want to figure out what's going on in your body, I can't think of anybody better to go to, and maybe the proof is in the pudding, because I go there. I brought Meredith down last year to get a checkup. Try to do that again this year. Head-to-toe medicine. Ken has got it. And his professionalism, his legion, his clinic is very well regarded by the people who go to see him. So what the heck? Why don't you go see him? It's a good time for all. Go over to see the Space Center, that sort of thing. I've heard that there's another amusement park in that area. I'm not sure what goes on there, but you could go to see the important things of the Space Coast, etc. So call Ken's office at 352-735-1400 for a connection to your health and well-being. 800-LAKE. Cardio is another way of getting in touch. Get the same number. His staff is superb. You will have a great experience, I guarantee you. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. In a moment, I'm going to go on both sides of the fence here with the flu shots, because there is a lot of information, obviously, this week. Ken's got some advice. I'm looking at a headline, The Shocking Truth About Flu Shots. But then I'm looking at a story about a mother who says she regrets not having her children vaccinated, including giving the flu shot. So we'll get to that. Meanwhile, Ken and I want to spend a moment or two talking with you about the people that are responsible for helping put this program on the air. That's the folks that bring you super beats. Ken likes to take his time and tell you the whole story, the story behind the story. So I will not interrupt you here, Ken. I'm going to let you go, and you can have a wonderful time, and you can wake me up when you're done.
Well, nitric oxide, if you want to be healthy, if you want to perform at your highest possible function, you need to have enough of this gas in your body, nitric oxide. It's like having enough oxygen. It's the third important gas in the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. It's just being written into the textbooks. If you were in high school biology these days, you would learn about it. You probably didn't learn about it because it was only discovered in 1988, and by 1998, this discovery received the Nobel Prize. A lot of us physicians who trained after that time didn't even learn about this, but it's so important, and it is getting into all the medical textbooks. We now know that if the body doesn't have and remake adequate nitric oxide, the body won't function properly. Nitric oxide, I like to call it the garage door opener of the body. The red blood cells, it carries the oxygen from head to toe. Your body needs oxygen to burn fuel, to get energy, and unless the red blood cells, which hold oxygen and also hold nitric oxide, unless it first releases the nitric oxide to open up the blood vessels, the oxygen and the red blood cell can't get in, and you don't get any oxygen delivery. So nitric oxide, it's fundamental to the whole process of oxygen delivery. It also is used as a signaler throughout the body, and the whole body just won't function adequately. You need to continue continuously remake nitric oxide. You see, you need the building blocks of it, and that's where the product I'm talking to you about occurs. The folks at Neogenis, they have come up with a simple saliva test to measure nitric oxide levels in the body. I recommend everyone test your nitric oxide level. If it's fine, great. If it's not, then they have at Neogenis a product called Neo 40, which you just simply put on your tongue, one or two a day, depending on how low your levels are. If your levels are significantly low, you use two a day for a month, and then you go to one a day, and then that will keep your tank up. If your nitric oxide levels by the saliva test are normal, they have a second product called Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide. If you get that mid-afternoon, 2 p.m. slack, lack of energy, you're going for those energy drinks. Instead of the high caffeinated energy drinks, a natural way to do it is with the Super Beats. It gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide, increasing your energy level. Or as I do, before you work out, you want to perform at your peak. Nitric oxide, a lot of athletes, Olympic-grade athletes, use Beats to increase the oxygen delivery throughout your body to your muscles so you can have that extra peak workout you so badly seek.
This is the year when the hottest nutrition product on the market is definitely Super Beats. I'm drinking it, Ken's drinking it, athletes are drinking it, racers are drinking it, runners are drinking it. 800-655-4183. That's the way to get Super Beats. Try them now. 800-655-4183.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
If you these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Change after the hour. Excuse me.
What causes that, Ken?
When I get a little something, I just had a few nuts. It gets, why doesn't it go all the way down? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Skeppy.
Chew them well? Help.
I didn't chew them well, no. And, all right, dear doctor, here's a question about flu shots. Actually, Ken is advising that you wait to get your flu shot. Why would that be? Why would Esmeralda and her young son, Jacoby, not want to get a flu shot right now?
It's a great question, Doug. Well, the flu activity generally starts in the fall, but it peaks in January or February, and it can run into the spring. So if you get vaccinated very early and the flu does not show up until very late, remember last year it was pretty late, the vaccine may not work as well. So here's an easy way to remember the ideal time to get the flu shot. It's between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Halloween, so wait till the end of the month. A month from now, if you feel like you want to get a flu shot, you ought to get one. Here's a story about the debate which has gone on. Actually, Ken and I have been debating this for years. The drug companies that make flu vaccines say the shots can reduce the risk of getting the flu. Opponents say the minimal protection the flu shot provides pales in comparison to the risks. We've debated that, Ken. I guess pretty much every year, haven't we?
We have a tete-a-tete about it.
Yeah.
And this year's flu shot, I did research the potential adverse reactions to it. And as of this moment, what's being reported, especially by the CDC, who recommends everyone 6 months of age and older to receive a flu shot every year, because genetically the flu shot, the flu bug does evolve, and we're not yet at the point where you can get one vaccine that will last forever, but now since the virus does evolve genetically each year, you've got to get a shot each year. And the most common side effects of the vaccination for this year is soreness at the vaccination site lasting less than 2 days. Other common side effects from the flu shot include headache, fever, nausea, and muscle aches. Doug, the flu shot can also occasionally cause fainting, but just like any other injection, this can happen. Only about 1 to 2% of people who get a flu shot will have a fever as a side effect. Rare but serious side effects, including allergic reactions, can occur. And for the first time in a long time this year, the CDC has changed its recommendations for flu shots in people with severe egg allergies. The CDC is now recommending that the vaccine be given in a medical setting and be supervised by a healthcare provider who is able to recognize and manage serious allergic conditions if you have a history of severe egg allergies.
So you don't go to the Walmarts and Walgreens, to CVS to get your shots.
If you have a severe egg allergy. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So here's I'm looking at a study that was paid for by the vaccine manufacturer. It shows the vaccine is slightly better than an ordinary flu vaccine. That one, this high potency flu vaccine. How do you know what to ask for? That's always been my question. You go in and say, you know, because some of these have that melamine or something that's silver or we were talking earlier about not wanting to have mercury levels and this whatever it is that. What's the stuff called? I know thiamanicol or something.
Thimerosal.
That's it, right. That's put in the flu.
You want the mercury free.
Right. Always
especially
ask.
If you're young.
What makes this tolerable for me? What is bothering, and this is why I don't know that this is why he says don't go to the drugstore to get your shot, but they're going to give you the cheapest one because that they'll give you, okay, there's one that's $17 and one at $27. The $27 one is the only one that doesn't have mercury in it, so you, but do they tell you that? Remember the argument we had on the air last year?
We can arm wrestle about this forever. I think that thimerosal free vaccine is very important for young folks, for your very young kids.
Very important.
As the brain is still evolving. But, you know, as for us old fogies, you know, whether that's important or not.
For yourself.
It's hard to know. I mean, you ask 99% of traditional physicians, and they'll tell you don't worry about it if you're elderly. But you were asking about the high-dose influenza vaccine, and there is some discussion for senior citizens. If you're over the age of 65, talk to your doctor about possibly the high-dose flu vaccine. You know, this is on an individual basis, and there's no one-size-fits-all. You need to just talk to your doctor about whether that one would be better for you.
The advice from Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues in a few moments. This is Good Day Health at 29 past the hour.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You may have a whole lot of history. We could be the greatest thing that the world has ever seen. You and me got a whole lot of history. So don't let it go.
34 after the hour now. That you're listening to the Good Day program. It's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing from his vantage point at Lake Cardiology in Mildura, Florida. He and I have been doing this program for years and years and years. We speculate not on what's going on. We give you hard facts and evidence. I can speculate on my own and leave the driving to us. I just find the whole business of medicine. I'm very attentive to my medical needs, to my health and well-being. I think most people who have any common sense are that way. There are always going to be things that come up that you're not expecting, you don't know about. Best thing to do is not do what I was going to tell you this the other day on our other companion hours with our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, and he was talking about working with a patient, Ken, who had a lump in one of her breasts. And her way of dealing with it was not to feel there anymore. So can you imagine somebody who felt the lump and they're worried about it, so they just don't touch it anymore? They don't have it looked at until it got way, you know, out of almost completely out of control. So,
but, you know, to the logical person like yourself, that makes no sense. But
none.
What you're describing, I see all the time in patients. Yeah. Denial is amazingly
powerful. Fear-based thinking is more powerful than anything else.
Out of mind, and I just don't have to think about it.
Yep, yeah. All right, we were talking about vaccines and the fact that they work only if they match a particular flu virus, and it changes every year. Ken was saying that. There's no way the drug companies can know in advance which flu virus is going to appear.
They anticipate.
They anticipate, yeah. So then what happens? They get, like two or three years ago, they got the wrong one.
They got the wrong one. They're usually pretty good. They're not 100%, but they are working and making some progress on a universal flu vaccine. And I think in the next several years, we're going to have one.
Yeah. All right. Here's, as long as we're in the vaccination pew here or in this row, this is the story of a Kristen O'Meara, who was definitely opposed to vaccinations, teacher, mother, and then her three children, she and her husband as well, all fell ill to a stomach flu called rotavirus. And now, this is not a vaccine. She would be not vaccinated for the flu. Rotavirus is something else that you get vaccinated for, right? What is rotavirus, basically? It's a pediatric problem, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. So she didn't get a vaccination. Her husband didn't get them. Her children didn't get them.
It usually it can be seen really in anybody. It's more of a gastroenteritis type of flu. Stomach and intestines are involved. And especially, you do see it especially in children. But older children and adults can get sick from rotavirus.
Some parents disavow vaccinations for whatever their reasons. Popular reason has often been that they lead to autism, even though you have said, and there have been studies that suggest that's not true. You argue it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. There's a study that was published in Pediatrics suggesting that in the last few years, parents refusing to vaccinate their children, that number is increasing. And so we have the traditionalists at the CDC, and you have magazines like Prevention Magazine and Pediatrics that say this is not a good idea. But the interesting thing about the O'Meara family is this woman said, I'm not vaccinating my children. And now she says she went public with her family's ordeal to help other people. I'm here, she said, because I wanted to share my personal story. And if it does help somebody change their mind, that's great. Now, I don't know upon which if I had children, I know what I would do. I wouldn't shun all the vaccines. I would be selective in the vaccines I think some of them are important. My daughter and I had this conversation about her son, and she made the decision. She was selective. She didn't have him take all the vaccines because I think there is some question about the validity of some of these vaccines. Am I right?
Right. Yes. There's one vaccine. I had my daughter essentially get just about all the vaccines. I mean, there's one for sexually transmitted diseases, and she was not sexually active, and it's a pretty rigorous vaccine to get. So in open conversation, we decided not to do that one. But other than that, she went through vaccinations and still does.
She does. Okay. All right. Now I wanted to get to this we've got some time here. There's a study out that I called your attention to earlier on about why we wake up at certain times of the night. We have a body clock, and that ticks. So supposedly, according to Chinese medicine anyway, and I think you respect some of the traditions that come from Chinese medicine.
I definitely do.
Here's the story. If you wake up at night before, if you go to bed early and wake up before 1 o'clock, the heart may be not where it's supposed to be. It may be it's out of balance. If you wake up between when and 3, oh, and this is the these are the times that you do nap. If I'm a napper, I'm going at this backwards because I'm looking at the body clock and
I'm looking at the body clock. That is very interesting.
You're awake before 1 o'clock, if you go to bed early and you wake up before 1 in the morning, you got a problem with your gallbladder, according to this. If you wake up before 3, your liver's a problem, and it has to do with anger, holding grudges.
3 a.m., your lungs.
Yeah.
5 a.m., your large intestine.
Yeah.
7 a.m., your stomach.
Right. So, and then it prescribes, if I read this correctly, a way to help your heart or your body by taking a nap. at certain times of the day.
Good for a nap. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. If you're having a heart problem, take a nap between 11 and 1. If you're having trouble with your gut, take a nap between 1 and 3. Your bladder, 3 to 5, and so forth. So I think I posted this at DJV. I asked for it to be posted at facebook.com/.
See, it says the best time to socialize or conceive
is
7 to 9 p.m., according to the chain.
Really? Oh, here it is. Yeah, right. Good for pericardium. What is that? The pericardium?
Pericardium is the sac the heart sits in. It's like putting a basketball inside of a plastic bag.
Good for the circulation. Gets the sex juices going. And then, you know, later on, if you go to bed between 9 and 11, good for your thyroid. If you go to bed between 11 and 1, good for your gallbladder, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a very interesting, but I think what it deals with is something that off and on in all of our lives, we have a problem with sleep. I think that's really what the essence of this is. And
it's amazing you mentioned it this week. It's just amazing because the American Heart Association went on public record as saying that poor sleep is a significant risk factor for circulation problems. And that's a bold statement.
Mm-hmm. So I believe in Chinese medicine. I got acupuncture last night, as a matter of fact. It does a great deal of good. My friend Meredith fell off of a horse the other day, and she was in bad shape, went to the hospital, got checked out, thought, you know, it could have been she had broken ribs. She was in horrible pain.
Was she jumping?
Yeah, she was jumping.
Ah.
And it happens. But she's fallen off the horse a couple of times, or one of her horses a couple of times last.
Did you witness this?
I did not. She just told me, called me, and I went to the hospital to help her through it. And after they gave her Percocet and oxycodone, all that stuff.
Did she break any ribs?
No, she didn't. She was fortunate. But you know what they said? It was interesting. Breaking ribs, cracking ribs, there's no fix for it unless they puncture some organ.
Right.
They
right.
just leave them the way they are. Sometimes they strap you up a little bit, but they have to heal on their own.
Yes.
And so, if depending on how muscular you are, and she's in great shape, so you turn yourself around, and you can feel it with almost every movement. It was miserable. She helped. But I think one of the things that she did that was very smart, for the first night, she had ice on it all night long. From the moment it happened to when we got home, and she put the ice pack on, and then after that, through the night, it was, you know, she kept the ice pack on. And I think that was a significant reason for the swelling and the pain to go down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she seemed to be much better. I just sent her an email. She said she was feeling a little stiff today, but a little bit better. So, and that, by the way, the doctor said you'll feel better, and then it'll hit you again like the fourth or fifth day. It'll be almost as bad, if not worse. Do you know that as an experience? That
yes.
Really? So that's to look forward to. But you got to be careful. That stuff is not anything to mess
with.
She's
a rather athletic woman.
Yeah, she is. Yep, yeah. All right, 44 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experience of Sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL Experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, some of the important medical news of the week, like what's going on in the Zika zone. If I could find a tune from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it would be appropriate here, Ken, would it not?
Sure would be.
What do we got? What do we have?
New England Journal of Medicine this week. Zika is the first mosquito-borne virus known to cause severe birth defects, most of them brain-related, Doug. But the news this week is that the Zika virus might be able to pass from person to person through bodily fluids like tears or sweat. The younger man came into the direct contact with the older man's tears and sweat while taking care of him, and that appears to be the way he contacted Zika in this case.
Really?
Up to now, Zika virus mainly has been transmitted through mosquito bites, although in rare instances it has been passed on through sexual contact.
Right. All right, the Zika zone, is it expanding here in Florida? How much more territory are they worried about down there, or has it been contained, do you think?
It's slightly growing.
Slightly growing. All right, next item has to do with what I would consider a hopeful message if you're a diabetes patient. There's an artificial pancreas device that's come out. What do you think of this, Ken?
This is exciting. FDA this week, the FDA has approved the first automated insulin delivery system, a so-called artificial pancreas, Doug, for people with type 1 diabetes. The device monitors blood sugar and then delivers necessary background insulin doses. The device will also shut off when blood sugar levels drop too low.
All right. If you're this thing, you know how I am about the mercury levels and the fillings in silver fillings in teeth and stuff. So what's the story here with the dental fillings?
I am, and that's why I included this exotoxicity and environmental safety study that was reported this week. The amount of mercury in dental amalgam, Doug, the mixture of metals used most often for fillings, is small, but the more fillings a person has, the higher the risk they will feel the effects of exposure to the metal. People with 8 or more fillings are about 150% more likely to have mercury in their blood than those with none. Mercury has long been known to be bad for health, causing brain, heart, kidney, lung, and immune system damage with exposure at high levels. So again, I hate to say it, Doug, you've been right.
All right, one of the things as we talk about this, the sleep problems that people have, if you have trouble sleeping, and many of us do, If you have a problem falling asleep, you don't get enough sleep, you wake up in the middle of the night, the longer you have this problem, the more you start to define a new normal for yourself if you don't take hold of it and try to fix the problem. And then you get away from a healthy sleeping pattern, and it'll affect your entire body, as Ken is suggesting. I think that's what I've experienced anyway. You look around and you see people who have, they get up in the middle of the night, and they can't fall back to sleep. And other people get up. Sometimes I get up just to go to the bathroom quickly. I can usually go right back to sleep. Bing, bang, boom, I'm done.
If you want to have a healthy body, you must have 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep.
50 minutes after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to us by the folks who are interested in supporting your healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure, Superbeats. Ken will tell you the story about Superbeats in a few minutes. First, though, some of the important medical news of the week, like what's going on in the Zika zone. If I could find a tune from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it would be appropriate here, Ken, would it not?
Sure would be.
What do we got? What do we have?
New England Journal of Medicine this week. Zika is the first mosquito-borne virus known to cause severe birth defects, most of them brain-related. Doug, but the news this week is that the Zika virus might be able to pass from person to person through bodily fluids like tears or sweat. The younger man came into the direct contact with the older man's tears and sweat while taking care of him, and that appears to be the way he contacted Zika in this case.
Really?
Up to now, Zika virus mainly has been transmitted through mosquito bites, although in rarer instances, it has been passed on through sexual contact.
Right. All right, the Zika zone, is it expanding here in Florida? How much more territory are they worried about down there, or has it been contained, do you think?
It's slightly growing.
Slightly growing. All right, next item has to do with what I would consider a hopeful message if you're a diabetes patient. There's an artificial pancreas device that's come out. What do you think of this, Ken?
This is exciting. FDA this week, the FDA has approved the first automated insulin delivery system, a so-called artificial pancreas. says, Doug, for people with type 1 diabetes, the device monitors blood sugar and then delivers necessary background insulin doses. The device will also shut off when blood sugar levels drop too low.
All right. If you're... This thing, you know how I am about the mercury levels and the fillings in silver fillings in teeth and stuff. So what's the story here with the dental fillings?
I am, and that's why I included this exotoxicity and environmental safety study that was reported this week. The amount of mercury in dental amalgam, Doug, the mixture of metals used most often for fillings, is small, but the more fillings a person has, the higher the risk they will feel the effects of exposure to the metal. People with 8 or more fillings are about 150% more likely to have mercury in their blood than those with none. Mercury has long been known to be bad for health, causing brain, heart, kidney, lung, and immune system damage with exposure at high levels. So again, I hate to say it, Doug, you've been right.
Have you and I had arguments about this over the years?
Not really, no.
We just disagreed.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I have been concerned about getting too much mercury. But here's a study that has confirmed what you have been echoing for a long time.
Here I am, folks. Dr. Doug practicing without a license.
And when it gets to your head, it might explode.
All right. So here we'll get into our first flu argument of the year. You got a couple of things that are happening with the influenza vaccine. What's the story?
Well, the CDC recommends that everyone 6 months of age and older, Doug, receive a flu shot every year. The most common side effect of vaccination is soreness at the vaccination site, lasting less than 2 days. Other common side effects from the flu shot include headache, fever, nausea, and muscle aches. The flu shot can also occasionally cause fainting, just like other injections. Only about 1 to 2% of people who get a flu shot will have a fever as a side effect. Rare but serious side effects, including allergic reactions, can occur.
So there. All right. We better spend some time talking about Super Beats because
the best time to get the flu shot is between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
So it's too early to get your shot.
It's too early, and if you have an egg allergy, make sure a doctor who's able to deal with allergic reactions gives it.
What kind of allergy?
An allergy to eggs, an egg allergy.
Really? Why?
Yes. There's some cross reaction with the flu vaccine. Yeah. The CDC is being even more cautious this year about it, making sure that you have it from a doctor who is able to deal with allergic reactions.
Give us 30 to 40 seconds on how we revive our withering organs using Super Beats.
Well, Nobel Prize winning information that the body needs to continuously remake this gas, nitric oxide. It's the gas that the red blood cell gives off, like a garage door opener, to make sure that the red blood cell can slip through all of the circulation from head to toe to deliver all that all-important oxygen to the body head to toe. If your body doesn't continuously have the building blocks of nitric oxide, it won't be able to make it, so the blood vessels won't be able to relax. You won't be able to get oxygen throughout the body. The body also uses nitric oxide as a signaling molecule, this gas. So the nice way to be able to get it is first test your level with a saliva test from Neogenes, and if you need extra nitric oxide, they have a tablet that you put on your tongue called Neo 40.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.